Pray for
Amen.
Them.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Pray for the parents.
Yeah.
Parents. Those students.
It's a
God's strength. Let's see if we can read the word this morning.
Again.
We have the outline come from Genesis chapter 12.
Throughout the service, so I won't have to go back and forth because all of you know what I'm talking about.
Rather than Abram or Sarai, I'm going to say Abraham and Sarah. Amen. Because it's not how it's going on. I'm going to say it anyway, probably. But God, listen here. I like this. Because God promises and covenants with Abraham. So this promise is not for us as believers. But there are some principles in the promise that I think we can apply to our lives. Amen. Because God wants to take you to your destiny. Amen. And I think, amen, he wants greatness. And hopefully I can kind of help us to understand that God has a plan for your life.
Amen.
God has a plan for your greatness.
Yes.
I want to say that Abraham was first. Look at what it says. Now the Lord said to Abraham, but this wasn't the first time he said it to me.
Right.
If you look over, I think it's Acts, let's see if I wrote that down. It's Acts 7, let's look at Acts 7. And you'll see, when Stephen was being stoned, he said that the first time that God spoke to Abram was not here, but in the land of Ur.
Right.
And he told Abraham to leave the land of Ur and to leave his family and his land and to go to the place that he was going to show him.
Right. Take out. Yeah.
Now, you got to understand that Abraham wasn't a church member then. Abraham, when God chose him, was not a follower of God. God selected Abraham before Abraham selected God.
Right. That's right.
Mm. He initiated what he was going to do with Abraham's life. But now the thing about that, when you read it, now you have to go back to the last few verses of Genesis 7. And in those last few verses of Genesis 7, Abraham's father, Terah. I think what happened, Abraham told his father, what God told him, God told him, we've been worshiping the idols, Lord. But God, the God of all of us, the true and living God, had a talk with me.
Yeah.
And he told me that he needs me to leave all of and go to a land that he's going to show me.
Right.
But you know how parents are. Even though God said what Abram was supposed to do, Terah took over.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Not trying to hear that.
Sometimes God will tell you what to do. He will tell young people what to do, but parents take over the plane.
Yeah, that's real.
And if you read in the last few verses of chapter 11, Terah says, listen, I'm going to leave out. We're going to Haran. And he said, Terah settled in Terah.
Right.
See what I'm saying? This one. Hurry. He settled there. Said, come on, boy. You know, we don't go there. He got all the stuff together. And when he settled there. And he sat there. And when you look at it, for about 15 years. And it said, if you read up to that, it says he found it died. God has a plan for you. God has a plan for your greatness. But don't settle, because often where you settle it, you'll die.
That's real, right? That's real.
Oh.
That's real.
A lot of us, God has had great plans for our lives. Plans for our greatness. Plans for us to be powerful people, but somewhere along the line we settle.
Amen.
And when you settle, you got settled and comfortable, and like Terah, you died. I tell you, text today is after he died, God came back again to Abraham. Abraham, I know your dad kind of took over, but played for a while. I know you were trying, y'all were headed for it. Because when Terah left Ur, he was headed for Canaan, but when he got to Haran, he just settled there. You were headed in the right direction, Abraham, but then you settled. So let me see if I can tell you this again. Because a lot of times when you settle for less than God would have you have, he got to come back and tell you again.
Right, right.
Why does God have to tell us stuff more than once? Now the Lord said to Abram, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. Listen. Oh. I said God selected him. Said, Abram, you're my selection. God selects you for a plan.
Right, right, right.
And when you realize, he said, when I realized that God had selected me, because I used to think about when things happened in my life that I was being rejected.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Y'all don't hear me now.
Come on. Yeah.
But I see a lot of times why people were rejecting me was because God had selected me. And sometimes God's selection will lead to people's rejection.
Amen.
You got to get that in your mind. You got your mind around that. If you're going to be God's selection, sometimes you got to be people's rejection.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Abraham, you won. I got somewhere for you to go. Then he said, This is the hard part.
God selects you. Then God says, oh, listen, Abraham. You got to, let me tell you this again. You got to leave some things.
Yeah.
Amen. Your country, your kindred, and your father. Everything that brings you security.
Come on.
Wish I had a witness in here.
I need you to leave everything that you've been depending on and that has brought you to this time security. I need you to leave it.
Yeah.
Now that's kind of hard. Because listen here. When you look at your reality is where you are now. Your destiny is where you're on your way to.
Yeah, that's it. Come on.
The reason why it's so hard to leave the things that are familiar around, because in between your reality and your destiny, there's uncertainty.
Right. That's good.
And when you in a place of uncertainty, you like to have somebody familiar with you.
Right. Yeah.
Are y'all with me?
Yeah.
If I'm going someplace I ain't been before, and there's uncertainty, I like to have somebody that's been with me, somebody that I'm comfortable with, something that I'm familiar with,
yep,
to help me through that time of uncertainty. But God separates you for a purpose.
Right.
Because, you know, Abraham grew up in a family of idol worship. Folk that worship the moon and other idols gone. So sometimes you have to leave folk that's not going in your same direction.
That's real.
If you're going in one direction and they're going in the other direction, and God got a plan for your greatness, you have to leave. Because they're not going in the same direction that you're going. And one way to tell that you might need to leave them is because when you're around, can you be your real self? Because sometimes God has the inside. And you find yourself having to be a phony to hang out with them. Right. Anytime you got to be phony to hang out with somebody, maybe you just don't need to hang. And then there's sometimes God puts people in your life for a season, and you think they're always supposed to be there. They were just going to get you, amen, a few blocks. They weren't going to take you all the way. It's like this, I used to do in church. I don't know if I used it here before, but you know, when I see those Apollo rockets take off, they're going to the moon, wherever they were going. But when they got, you know, they had those booster rockets.
Yes, sir.
And when that rocket was taking off, them booster rockets be on there, but at a certain point,
they fall.
At a certain point, the booster rockets have to fall off.
Yeah.
Because if the booster rockets don't fall off, you can't get to the orbit without.
Right. They're too heavy. Come on, man.
Yeah. They'll keep you from getting where God had for you to go.
Yeah.
They were on a mission to get you to a certain level.
Yeah. Come on.
The reason why sometimes we crash and burn, rather than executing God's plan, is because we're trying to keep the booster rockets all the way to the moon.
Yeah.
Woo. And God didn't mean for you to have the booster rockets all the way to the moon.
Yes, sir.
They were just meant to get you to a certain point. Okay.
That's good.
So God said, separate. And I need you to leave some things behind.
Yes, sir.
In order for me to take you where you're going. Leave some things behind. And then he says, after God's election, God separated, he says, he's going to do something for you.
Yeah.
Abram, I'm going to bless you. Now, if one of y'all told me that, Pastor, I'm gonna bless you.
I like being blessed.
But when God says he's gonna bless you.
Yeah.
It's all right for people to say they're gonna bless you. But people's blessings are limited. But God has unlimited resources.
Yeah.
So when God says he's gonna bless me, I get excited because they don't tell them why.
Right.
And tell them how.
Uh-huh.
He's going to bless me.
Yeah.
But God bless you like nobody else can ever bless you.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
Take your tuition where you only owe
$635.
Hallelujah, Lord God.
Once you get the plane.
Hallelujah, Lord God.
He selects you for the plane. Yeah. Cause I heard y'all saying that he's got a blessing with my name on it.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I want to tell you the reason why you got a blessing with your name on it.
Yeah.
Because the plane had your name on it.
Yeah.
You are obedient.
If you don't have a plan with your name on it,
come on.
You can't get the blessing with your name on it.
Come on.
Because the blessing with your name on it is an honor to fulfill the plan with your
name
on it.
Right.
We want the blessings, but we don't want to follow the plane.
All right.
Oh, I wish I had some help.
That's real.
Can y'all help me a little bit?
Amen.
Y'all not got to preach this evening, so I don't want to preach this morning. Amen.
You on it, Pastor. It's all right.
God want to do something for you.
Yes.
He said, I got a plan for you, and I got to bless you in order for this plan to work. But not only does God want to do something for you, God want to do something in you.
In you, right.
I'm going to make you. See, I'm not a, some people say, I'm a self-made man. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be a self-made man.
Right.
I want to be a God-made man.
Amen. Amen.
Matter of fact, if you go read over in chapter 11, it's some folk who were building a tower because they wanted to make a name
for themselves.
And God interrupted. Amen. He interrupted their field because I want to tell you, it ain't about making a name for yourself.
Right, right.
I don't want to make a name, but if you really want a name, God says, I'm going to make your name great.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that? Make my name great. When he said, I'm going to make your name great, name in the Bible had to do with character.
Right. Amen. Come on.
God says, I'm going to bless you. And then I'm going to give you the character to handle your blessing.
Right, right.
You don't want to be blessed if you ain't got the character to handle your blessing.
That's real. That's real.
You know, name do mean character. That's why. Okay, let me see. Your name, people think your name is your character. Mm-hmm. That's why. Is anybody in here know somebody in your neighborhood named Jezebel? Anybody y'all name? I'm talking the real name, Jezebel. That's the name you call. They real. Most of my parents ain't gonna name their child Jezebel.
Come on.
They not gonna name their baby Judas.
Come on. That's real.
Y'all probably won't name y'all child Trump. Amen. Because see, the reason why you would name your child in those names because when you think of that name, you think of that character.
Right.
Oh, I wish I had a witness in here somewhere.
Yes.
The name you use to choose because somebody you knew that had that name had some character.
Right.
Your name always represents your character.
Amen.
So when he says, I'm going to make your name great, he said, I'm going to give you a great character.
Right.
So when people remember you, they said, oh,
right.
They were great.
Yeah. That's real.
They ain't got to have great character.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
So I'm going to bless you. But in order for you to handle your blessing right, I'm going to give you a great character.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And make my name be great.
Yeah.
Somebody thought it. That don't mean you don't get a whole lot of likes.
Yeah. Come on, come on.
All kind of likes, amen. See, somebody think they're great because they got likes and followers. Followers and likes don't make you great.
Right. Amen.
But God said, I can make your name great.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
Amen. Thank you, Lord God.
Oh. Then he says, not only am I going to do something for you, and but then I'm going to do something.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. He bless you. And can't nobody bless you like he bless you.
Right.
And then he gives you great character and works on the inside of you.
Right.
So then, see, when you got character, you take what you've been blessed with and you become a blessing to somebody.
Right.
See, that's what greatness is.
Yeah.
Greatness is when you realize what you've been blessed with. Maybe it's natural ability. And he put your natural ability with your spiritual gifts.
Right.
And your talents. And all the other things that you've blessed with. He said, Lord, everything I've been blessed with, I know you blessed me with it because my character is right now, so I can be a blessing to somebody else. Your blessing should never terminate on you.
Right.
Your blessing should never stop with you.
Right.
God blesses who he can get a blessing through.
Right. Right.
Yes, sir.
Let me see if I prove this insurance again. When Jesus, right before the Last Supper and all that, he was with the disciples. And the disciples got to arguing about who's going to be the greatest.
Yeah.
John. Peter, James, John, and they got to argue about who's going to be the greatest. Peter said, you know, gave this little spot, hey, I'm the greatest, because ain't none of y'all walked on water. Wait a minute, Peter. Even before you came to Jesus, you wouldn't even know Jesus if me and James wouldn't have came and got you. They hard to know who will be great.
Yeah.
Who gonna sit? Because you know they they think Jesus is going to Jerusalem to set up the kingdom.
Say, oh, you walk up to Jerusalem, he going to set up the kingdom now.
And he had already told him he was going to die, but they wasn't listening. They wasn't listening. Mm-hmm. So they think he's going to set okay, who going to sit on the right hand and who will sit on the left hand? He will have a throne. His throne will be in the middle. All right, James, just who will have a throne on the side? They arguing about the throne because they thought greatness was a throne.
Yeah.
But then Jesus, when he get to the upper room and they sit around the table for their last supper. Mm-hmm. And you know when it's time to eat, before you eat, you got to wash your feet. Mm-hmm. And the lowest slave was supposed to be the one to wash feet. But nobody went for the tie. Mm-hmm. But Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus said greatness is not a throne, but a tie.
Right.
He said the greatest of those is the one that serves.
Yeah.
So whatever you bless me with, Lord, give me the kind of character that I don't want you to bless it to establish my throne. But I want to use those blessings and make those blessings a tile to serve us.
Right, right.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Make your blessings a tile to serve others. And then, say, not only I'm going to do a blessing for you and in you and through you, but you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do something for those that support you.
Right, right, right.
Oh, I'm going to bless those who bless you.
Yeah.
In other words, this is it. I'm going to give return on investment for everybody that invested
in you. Yeah. Yeah. That's real.
Everybody that invests in your life, I'm going to give them a return on their investment.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I'm going to bless those that bless you. And the one that don't want to support you,
come on now.
The one that don't invest, that's all right. But they ain't going to get in on the return.
Yeah, yeah.
They're going to lose out.
Come on.
Y'all don't understand what he... If y'all don't understand what he said that day, when you're on his wheel, y'all have been shouting all around.
Come on now.
Oh, but let me call a witness. That widow Zarephath. She was out there down to her last little cake.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to give her a little wheat. Right. And I'm going to make a little cake for me and my son because it's all we got left. But God had somebody.
Yeah.
Elijah came along representing God.
Yeah.
And I can see God in his mind. Oh, if she blessed Elijah, I'm going to bless her.
Yeah.
And she said, Elijah, can you just bring me a little water and cake? And she said, oh, and she made him a little bit first. And she had to kind of think about it. Elijah had to kind of talk to her a bit. But finally, she made that little cake and gave it to Elijah. And next time, she went to an oil barrel and she had an oil well.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
And she went, over to her meal barrel. Amen. And she had a corn field.
Yeah.
Boy, I wish I had a witness. I'm trying to tell you, if you invest in those who God is only in way that God's greatest and doing what God wanted to do and execute God's plan, God will give you a return on your investment. He'll give you a return on the investment.
Come on.
Hey! Lastly, not only will he do something for you, something in you, something through you, for those that support you, but then he'll do something above and beyond.
Yeah.
Something you just couldn't even imagine.
Yeah.
He'll do things. I never did imagine that he was going to bless me like this.
Yes, sir.
He said he'll bless the whole world through you. In other words, he said, hey, listen, I'm going to bless you. Then I'm going to give you a character so your name will be great.
Right.
And then you're going to be a blessing to others.
To others, yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And then anybody that bless you, I'm going to bless.
Yes,
yeah.
Sir. And then after the world. I'm going to bless. Something's going to happen. You bless the whole. In other words, that blessing that I gave you is going to go viral.
Yeah.
Your blessing is going to go viral.
Yeah.
Because when you bless, see, when a blessing, you don't want to go viral. That means somebody done told somebody else. Mm-hmm. Somebody, you know, somebody done take you. Yes. Look at this, look at this.
Yes.
And then they look at it, and then they take somebody else.
Yeah.
And then they look at it, and they take somebody else.
Yeah.
Then they look at it, and they take somebody else. I'm saying, when God bless you, then he changes your character, and then you become a blessing. Then he bless those that are blessing you all down the way. Pretty soon, when you get to the end of, you only impact one life, and that life you impact will impact another life.
Yeah.
And that life that impacts by them, that impact, and the impact goes on and on and on and on.
Amen.
That's a plan for your greatness. So greatness don't stop here. Because you impact lives because of something you've done. There's going to be some people in heaven and hear the gospel because of something you've done. Because God gave you a platform.
Mm-hmm.
And you your platform for him. God has a tremendous plan for your life. That's God putting them, but wait a minute. I told you, when you move from your reality on the way to your destiny, you got some uncertainty.
Yeah.
How do I navigate, Pastor? How do I navigate the uncertainty between my reality now and my destiny of my future? How do I navigate that reality? How do I make it through those times of uncertainty? And that's why I'm trying to, that's why I'm saying, in those times of uncertainty, you got to alter God's plan.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What do you mean by alter God's plan? Look down. Think about verse 6. Abraham passed through the land. Place siege him to the oak of Moriah. Then the time is Canaanite to live.
God has showed him to go to this land. He's there.
He said, oh, you know, God will show him. God got a blessing. Then he get there, and God said, this is your land. But it's other people, God. It's other people here. It's mine. You said mine. But what? How am I all these people here? It's people here, God. And then God come back and say, let me tell him again. Oh, God got to keep repeating stuff to us. And the Lord said, Abraham, to your offspring, I'm going to give this land.
Yeah.
And then it said, what happened? Abram built an altar.
There, come on.
That's how you make it through the time
yes.
between your reality and your destiny.
Yes.
You got to build an altar.
Yes.
And the first altar was an altar of praise.
Uh-huh.
And that's an important altar. Because the altar of praise, look, you've got to have an altar of praise. Because God done what he has done for you.
Right.
And the kind of plan he got for you. If you not careful, and he bless you, and make your name great, and you're blessed to others, and everybody that bless you, he blesses them. And then your blessing thing went foul. Mm-hmm. You will think with you.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. All the things I've done for you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm somebody else. Look at me. I'm somebody. You say that? And you know, that's pride. Mm-hmm. Pride. I think I told you before. Pride is the praise. I'm gonna put it. Pride is the anti-praise.
That's good.
You know how you put antifreeze in your car? So it won't freeze? If you put pride in you, you'll never freeze.
Yeah.
Because you're thinking it was you.
Yeah.
But look at here. Abram, there's an obstacle there. People are there. You said it was ours. But people are already there. It's an obstacle. But see, when you alter your obstacle, God has a way of helping you see that your obstacle is your opportunity.
Right. Amen.
When you alter your obstacle, God will show you that your obstacle is your opportunity.
That's good.
Look at David. All of Saul's 300,000 soldiers, afraid of Goliath. He was an obstacle. But then it was David. He saw what up. Because Saul had already said, hey, y'all gonna take Goliath down? You know, number one, we're gonna get all this stuff. I got some money for you. And we're gonna be blessed. So when they saw, oh, he big. But David said, what you say you gonna give the one taking out? And I think David won't kick him out anyway because he was talking bad about his God. But see, number one, he talking bad about my God, but now you mean if I do to him what I got to do to him, that you're going to bless me some more? I'm going to kick him out for free. But now you're going to put my icing on the kid. Oh, yeah. I'm going to get paid. I'm going to get paid to do what I love.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get paid to do what I want to do anyway.
Yeah, Lord.
So that's what God. When you're altered, that's why you got to alter. Because when you see God, when we're at the altar, when we're at the altar with an A.
Come on.
He altered us with an E. You get altered with the E when you had to alter with an A.
Yeah.
He altered something in you when you had to alter.
That's good.
But what he does, he adjusts your attitude to the magnitude of his plan.
Yeah.
Because your attitude is small. She ain't going to be able to reach it. An attitude is too little. I can't fit my plan into it. But if she gets it out,
come on now.
To me a little while,
yeah,
I will adjust her attitude.
Yeah,
and give her attitude where she's able to handle the magnitude of my plan.
Yeah, take it to a different altitude. Yeah,
you got it.
Yeah,
that's why you got to alter it. The dog to pray. And listen here, Abram praised God on a promise.
Right.
Because he don't even see it yet.
Right.
It's still in a destiny.
Yeah.
He's still in a place of uncertainty. Right. He has not yet seen the land become his.
Right.
See, a lot of us, we like to praise him after we get it. We like to praise after we get to God's destiny. But I'm trying to tell you, if God said it, you already say, hey, I'm not the greatest yet, but I'm going to go ahead and praise God because he done promised it to me.
Yeah.
And I'm so certain what he promised he's able to perform that I'm going to go ahead and praise it before I see it.
Right. Thank you, God, in advance. Yeah.
He gave me a plan. He gave me a plan.
Yeah.
He said, I'm going to be a lawyer. He gave me a plan. He said, I'm going to be a doctor. He put it in my heart. He gave me a plan. He said, I'm going to be a writer. He said, I'm going to be an entrepreneur and a business owner. He gave me a plan. It hasn't happened yet, but I'm going to praise it.
Right. In advance. Yeah.
Hallelujah. I haven't got the degree yet, but I'm going to praise him.
Amen. Yeah.
I haven't passed the board yet, but I'm going to praise him.
Yeah.
Because I know his plan.
That's real.
I know the plan he got for me. So I'm going to praise him. So that's why you got to alter God's plan. Let me go ahead and finish this thing off.
And you got to, because see, if you don't alter God's plan with the A, what you're going to do is you're going to alter God's plan with the E.
Yeah.
You're going to change.
Amen.
This is what happened. You see this. What is going to happen? You're going to pay man in God's plan. You know what Peyton Manning was good at? He get up to the line, look at the defense, see something that coach didn't see. He'll go down here, look down here,
yeah.
Go down here, look down here, talk to the. Then go back, talk to his tag back. Then he done off the door. That's not the plan he got from the coach.
Yes, right.
But he saw something on the defense that the coach didn't know was going to happen.
Right.
So he altered. He called an audible.
Yeah.
On the line, because he was just like having a coat on the field.
Yeah.
Well, see, some of us try to do that. We go to the line, God give us his play.
Come on.
God give us his play. He would come back. Okay, God got the play. We'll get down. And then we'll see something that we didn't expect.
Right. Mm-hmm. Amen.
And we'll
alter.
We'll change this.
Yeah,
I didn't know these big boys were going to be that. I'm going to change them. You know, that one Israel. Israel sent out the 10 spies. And the 10 spies went into the promised land and saw the big giant guys. And, oh, I got to change this plan. God told us to go to promised land. We won't stay over where we at. Those guys, they're making it like grasshoppers. But I want to tell you, don't ever call an audible on God's plan.
Yeah.
Peyton could call an audible because his coach was finite.
Right.
Peyton could call an audible because his coach didn't know everything.
Right.
Peyton could call an audible in a way because, amen, he might have saw something that his coach didn't see. But I'm going to tell you, when God gave you a plan, when God gave you a plan, when God sent you in, there was nothing he knew.
Right.
God knew everything that the enemy was going to try to stop you with before he gave you the plan.
Right.
So when you're out of the sin, like God didn't know. God didn't know this plan wasn't going to work. Oh, this ain't going to work. I thought I could make it in math, but getting kind of rough.
Yeah.
Money running short. Don't you know God knew that?
Before
he gave you the plan?
Yeah.
You just said, God, you gave him the plan. You got, because wait a minute, whenever he gives you a vision, he'll always give you a provision.
Yeah.
Don't alter the plan. Don't change the plan.
Yeah.
The plan will work if you work the plan.
Yeah.
See, one reason why the defense, Satan tried to show you. You know, sometimes what happens, you know, the defense, when the defense left, they'll show you something that they ain't going to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, come up like he's going to blitz. He'll come up like he's going to blitz. And you'll change your plan to accommodate the blitz. Then you'll go back out the blitz.
Yeah. That's real. Yeah.
See, God is trying to deploy you. At the same time, God is trying to deploy you. The enemy is trying to destroy.
Yeah. Amen.
So when you come up, you see, oh Lord, he'll do a blitz at it. And you change plan. God, why you change plan? I had to blitz. You don't think I can pick up a blitz? I've been picking up blitzes as long as I've been gone. They can't bring nothing to your life. The enemy can't bring nothing to you that I can't have.
Right.
Don't you know the enemy got to ask you permission before he can touch you?
Right.
Because they ain't never missed a block. Before he can touch you, got to ask me my permission.
Yep.
Now sometimes I let him think that he's going to destroy you. Mm-hmm. Amen. Sometimes I let him think there's a hole.
Yeah.
I let him think he's going to get the sack. Yeah. You know why I do that? Because I got a screenplay call.
All right.
And when he come in,
You don't realize I already anticipated him coming in.
Right.
And screenplay off.
Yeah, yeah.
He can't fool me. You just got to execute my plan.
Well, let me quickly go through these last. I'm going to go through them quickly. You got to pray. Because if you don't pray the plan, if you don't pray for the plan, you'll stray from the plan.
That's real. Amen.
You need to pray about your goal. Now I got to get a little bit more practical. Pray about your goal. You got to have goals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got to have goals. Goals is what you're going to do in a year.
Yeah.
What you need to do is say, God, this is what... Let me pray to you. What does this woman do this year? You kind of come down. I want you to do this. Then every 90 days, mm-hmm. you check.
Yeah, yeah.
About every 3 months, you check and see if you still on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Still on the plane. You got to have a plane. You plan for a year where you want to be in a year. But you don't wait to the end of the year to check and see if you're getting there. Every 3 months, you need to check and see if you're on.
Yeah.
You're on more of a plane. You need to have it. You need to have it. You need to have it. Okay. I need
to accomplish
these things.
Whatever
I accomplish, I accomplish. You got to have goals.
Right, right.
And you pray those goals. God will give you those goals. Make sure you keep your goals unfocused. Uh-huh. You just can't say, I'm going to get somewhere and not have no goals to reach it.
Right.
But not only do you have goals, you got to have a game plan.
Mm-hmm.
See, a goal is a year thing, but a game plan is every day.
Yeah, what you want every day to get there.
Okay, let me see if I can
come on.
Help me and you on this. If you got to get, if your goal is to lose 30 pounds.
All right.
That's your goal.
Okay.
You will lose 30 pounds. Then your game plan says, the same thing I can't be bringing to the house.
Right, yeah. Right.
I'm asking for an Oreo. You may have to stop going to the donut shop.
Right.
Y'all hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got to have a game plan if you're going to reach your goal. So there's certain things you got to do every day if you're going to be there by the end of the year. Your game plan is what you do every day.
Oh, help.
If you try to do something, you got to put down how much time you're going to study, when you're going to study, where
right.
you're going to study.
Right.
What books you going to read?
Yeah.
How you going to develop yourself?
Yeah.
You got to have a game plan that you execute every day in order to reach your year to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to pray for some guidance.
Amen.
Say, Lord, you need to help. But then, God, you need to give me some people that are... You need... Wherever the plan for God is... You need to hook me up with somebody that's already made it.
Right.
Whatever you're going to be, you need to get a mentor that's already been there.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
If you want to be a lawyer, you need to hook up with somebody that's already been there.
Uh-huh.
If you want to be an educator, you need to hook up with somebody that's already been there.
Right.
Y'all with me?
Amen.
What if you want to be a beautician? You need to get with a beautician.
Amen. That's real.
Say, what you do? How you? Hey, man, she got her own chef. How did you do this? Hang around.
Yeah.
You may have to sweep the floor for free because what you're getting from the mentorship is worth more.
Right. Yeah.
Than she can pay you.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Get you some guys. You got to have the right circle.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have the right circle. Because your circle, you become what your circle is.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Oh,
amen.
Y'all ain't got this. Listen.
Amen.
If you trying to be a good husband, mm-hmm. you trying to be a good husband, but your circle got Pee-wee and JoJo. Pee-wee and JoJo single. Pee-wee and JoJo single player. You trying to be a good husband, but you hanging out with Pee-wee and JoJo. Pee-wee and JoJo want you to go with them to Vegas. in your name Frank, but in Vegas, your name Joe. Because you're hanging out with Pee Wee. Pee Wee and JoJo. Amen. And they got you changed in your name. Because you believe what they say. Everything that goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas. But you found out that when you came back from Vegas, you brought up with you.
All right, all right. Ooh. I just got
to say,
y'all.
Come on, come on.
Well, kind of quiet. You got to watch your circle. You want people in your circle that I got to, you, God will bless you with great character. Amen. You got to have great character people in your circle.
Yeah.
If not, your circle will corrupt you.
Amen. Yeah. Been there. That's real.
Okay, let me go on. I got 2 minutes. Then you got to pray about guardrails. You know guardrails when you're driving? Those things that are on the side of the road. So your cops may spill sometime on time. When I be coming down 14, go up that hill, I see them guardrails.
Yeah.
When I get to the top of the guardrail. And I'm saying, why don't you come down a little bit? Cause if you think you're a little ice on it, I don't know. I said you break your guardrails down a little bit.
Yeah.
But guardrails give you direction and
right.
You got to set up some guardrails in your life in order to reach your goal. Because your guardrail gives you direction and protection. Let me see if I can. The Bible says Ephesians 5:18. Be not drunk with wine, which leads to. You don't have to have the rest of the verse. Be not drunk with wine, which leads to.
Yeah.
And you can fill in that leads to. Leads to. DWI.
Come on.
Leads to. Turn your code.
Yeah.
Leads to domestic abuse. Leads to a whole bunch of foolishness.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out who that is. Come on now.
So now, listen to one thing. That may not even be your issue. But it helps you. That's helpful to a person that has drinking issues. Maybe had drinking issues in their family. So if I'm going to set up a guard right where it says, be not drunk with wine. So I ain't going to do no wine. I'm not going to do no. I'm not going to do wine. I'm not going to do beer. I'm not going to do none of it. Why? Because it leads to something.
Yeah.
If I want to get to the leads to, I'm just not going to do it.
Right.
See, now, your issue may not be wine. But there is something you have a propensity for.
Amen.
If you look back at your history and even your present, there's something you have a weakness or a propensity for.
Amen.
And whatever's in their brain, it leads to.
Yeah.
So if you want to lead to, that has to be your guardrail. Yeah. I'm not going to do the thing that leads to.
Right. Amen. That behavior.
Yeah. There's a rule called the Billy Graham rule. Billy Graham said, that's where it comes from. Billy Graham said, these are things I'm not going to do. I'm not going to be alone in a car room by myself. I'm not going to be in an office with the door closed by myself. I'm not going out to eat with a woman by myself. Because Billy Graham says, it leads. So since I don't want to lead to, I'm not going to do it. Y'all see what I'm saying? Whatever your propensity is, whatever your weakness is, whatever area you have had failure in,
right,
it leads to something. Find out what led you to that.
Right.
Then don't do it.
Right. Amen. Right.
Don't do what led you to that. Because if you miss the guardrail, you're going to wreck yourself.
Yeah.
So you got to set up guardrail so you won't wreck yourself. A whole lot of times, people with great dreams, great goals, and they'll go out on a spring break. Spring break is supposed to be recreation.
recreate you. Mm-hmm. This time recreated you. He's creating all that has been torn down through your rigorous time in school, yeah, or whatever, kind of restore you and re-energize you, taking that breakthrough. You know, like it's like going to the bench for a while when you've been playing hard. You've been going hard for two or three quarters, and you just want to get a break so you can go back in and go hard again. Mm-hmm. That's what spring is for, to recreate. But a lot of times, spring is for to recreate and recreate.
Right, yeah, right.
Rather than recreate, you wreck you. Because you go and you try to say, hey, spring break, I don't need no guardrails. Guardrails take all the fun out of it. And you wreck yourself.
Yeah.
You need guardrails. Now, that's a lot more. I am out of time. I got one more thing to do. I don't have time to talk to you about God's rebels. You go on the internet, on YouTube, and understand that has a series on God's rebels. Check the series out.
And he gives it more detail. You've got to set God's rebels up. He talks about God's rebels for marriage, God's rebels with friends, and God's rebels for your heart and all. You need God's rebels if you're going to reach your goal. Lastly, this is what Abraham did when God told him to go. Pray and get to going.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to get to going.
Yeah.
You got to get to going. Because you don't want no backward cave. You don't want a backward cave. In baseball, when you get a backward cave. Now, the cave is strike out. It's all right now. But a backward cave say you didn't even swing.
Okay.
See, when you get back, you done been up there, and you just held a pass.
Okay.
Because you come, oh Lord, I might strike out. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if I can hit this ball or not. Go by one time. You dress nice, you got your best, your baseball, you know, you go to like all players do, rough, trying to look good, take a little walk over and come back. You do your old routine, you go back to your routine again. Walk back like you're going to do something. You said it. You're out!
Yeah.
You're back. You didn't!
Yeah.
You didn't even sway at the ball!
Yeah.
You were so scared of striking out, so scared of failing, that you didn't even take a swing! So many times in life, God has called us, and we ain't back, and we want to take a swing.
Amen.
And if you're afraid to fail, you can never succeed. If you're on the basketball court, and you're afraid to take the last shot, you can't be a really strong. You got to be one. Hey, if the ball comes to me, you can't be like J.R. Smith. You got to take the last shot. You might miss it.
Let's try.
You might miss it, but you miss every shot you don't take.
Right. That's right. Yes.
Israel, when the 10th spies came out, they didn't try. They said, oh, no, they're too big.
Yeah.
Never meet the destiny. Pray. So you have to praise God. I don't know what's going to happen, but I know what you promised me.
Yes.
So I'm going to keep swinging.
All right.
I might strike out, but ain't nobody going to tell me I didn't try.
Yeah.
That's all right to strike out. Babe Ruth strike out. Big Al strike out. Everybody strike out. But if you don't want to strike out, you'll never hit a home run either.
Yeah.
All you have is a bunch of backward caves in your life. God has a plan for your greatness. Alter that plan. Because if you don't alter it, the enemy gets you to. If you don't alter with it, he'll get you to alter with it. And you'll never reach the plan that he has for your greatness. Graduates, don't alter the plan. Now, for you. Pray about it. When you out there in the uncertainty, just keep asking God. When you find guilty, you say, oh, no, it wasn't me.
Yeah, right.
It's the grace of God.
Yeah.
Because I was home with it every time. Other folks were worried about, when they was up, worried about, oh, I'm going to make the finals. I'm going to pass the finals. I was just stuttering and altering and studying. That God has helped me remember. God be there for me. God, I know you're here to play. I just need you to help me. I'm going to do all my mind, but God, I need you to help me.
Yeah.
And when you get there, you say, God, thank you for
helping. Thank you. Yes.
I didn't make you here by myself.
Yeah.
Come on, super musician. Hallelujah. I mean, I was at the graduation team Friday night. But I, you know, when I heard the valedictory, the salutatory, and the welcome tour, when I heard all the jurors saying they speak, you could tell that they realized we didn't make it for ourselves.
Yeah.
Right. And I have been to some graduation, but ain't nobody talking about God. But when I heard them talking about God, I had to hard thing I could. But I almost didn't preach. But I said, wait a minute, this is graduation. You can't say preach. But they were preaching.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, God. They realized that it was one for you. It was one for your brain and your mindset that brought it. They said in their letter, hey, it was prayer. It was y'all support. It was God. That I didn't make it by myself. It was God on our side.
Amen.
If you're going to make it, you better make it with God. You got to make it with God. If you can't make it with God,
that's real.
If you're here today, I want you to show time to get God on your side. If you're here and he's not been your Savior, I'm going to tell you, he got a great plan for your life too. Everybody going to stand. We're going to stand with you as you move out of the aisle and come to the pastor. Pastor, I want to get in God's plan. I know he selected me and he got a plan for my life. I want him to bless me so I can be a blessing.